Then we would just say she's wearing beads.
Okay. How about pearls? What would you say for that? She's wearing...
A strand of pearls.
Okay.
For one.
Did you ever hear a pair of beads?
No.
Okay. That's in Chaucer.
Is that...
That really is. The prioress was wearing a pair of beads. Look in your Chaucer sometime. Let's see. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Is there another term for that?
A parasol.
Anything else?
An umbrella or a parasol? No, I don't think...
Ever hear bumper shoot?
Yes.
My father used to say bumper shoot.
Yes, indeed. I've heard that.
You ever say it?
No.
Who have you heard say it?
Somewhere I thought it was a literary term, but I guess it's used.
How do you say it?
A bumper shoot.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between an umbrella and a parasol?
I don't think so. I never thought that there was a difference.
Okay. As a man, would you consider yourself
carrying
a...
A man would carry an umbrella.
So is parasol...
But a woman would carry a parasol, okay. So a parasol could be smaller.
Yeah, I think a parasol more is a lady's word.
Uh-huh.
Somehow. Only, I was walking out of Evensong one night with Helen...
Mm-hmm.
And she said parasol, that's her normal term. Mm-hmm. And umbrella is my normal term. And I think she said she comes from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So there might be a regional difference
it
there.
It could be a regional difference.
Now, let's see, you mentioned bedspread earlier. And mm-hmm. Do you have another name for a bedspread?
Not really. Unless it's a bed covering.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the word counterpin or counterpane?
No.
Okay. How about a thing that women used to get together and make that you put over the bed to keep you warm, fluffy kind of thing?
That's a quilt.
Okay.
I guess that's a quilt, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Suppose it's filled with down and not quilted. I guess it's not quilted.
It's still a quilt.
Do you know comfort or comforter?
Yes. Of course, when I think of a comforter, I think it's called a comfort. I think of that as being commercial.
Mm.
And store-bought.
It's like a quilt, but it's...
It's like a quilt, but it's satiny.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And lighter weight also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
I love a quilt.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on the...
On a pillow.
And did you ever see a very long pillow?
Yes. I don't know what it's called, except that it was used for... decorative purposes.
Do you know the word bolster?
No.
Okay. You would say that pillow doesn't go just part way across the bed, it goes...
All the way.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say clean across, clear across, plumb across, slam across, etc.?
Yes, I would say clean across occasionally.
Okay.
Or it goes clear across.
Okay, it is now about 10:50. Do you want to quit? This is... sort of the end of a section.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can. Do another section if you prefer.
Well, you tell me when you are ready to quit.
All right, we'll do another section and then I'll go.
Okay. Okay. This is types of land, soil, etc. These are things that are more relevant to farmers than they are to city dwellers, but I'm sure you'll know some of them. A person might say you expect a big yield from a field because the soil is very...
Very good.
Or...
productive.
What do you put on soil to make it good?
Fertilized.
So you say the soil is?
Is fertilized.
Or a shorter word than that?
A shorter word than fertilized.
Same, different form of the same word. Clipping off the last syllable.
Fertile.
Yes, good. Let's see. And do you have a term for low-lying land that flows over and then is planted later? It's supposed to be good?
No.
I wouldn't know any of this.
No, I don't think so.
Does bottom land mean anything?
I've heard bottom land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about...
But I've not known what it is.
How about just grassland?
I've heard grassland.